Amos, chapter 7, verse 5. Then said I, O Lord God, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. That's a big question there. By whom shall Jacob arise? So you yourself, you can ask that question. Who will lift me up? Who will lift me up? Beloved, there is somebody that God has prepared to lift you up. And that's a fact of life. Let me give you some facts about destiny helpers and destiny connection. Number one, there is no one that is self-made. Oh, I made myself. It's not possible. God will use somebody to make you. There is even the president of presidents. Somebody will make a way for him to become a president. The person that will make you with the hand of fire now will appear. Number two, no one is complete without somebody to complete you. I don't need anybody. I don't need anybody. It's pride. You need somebody. Nobody is complete. I have seen it in the spirit realm. While I'm ministering to some people, somebody was there with an excess of something in his body. And that excess is creating problem in the body of that fellow. And there's another person, he doesn't have anything at all. And has been praying, oh God, give me something that to complement what I don't have. And God will bring that fellow with essence. I see God taking something out of this one and putting it inside this one. I say, Lord, why is this happening? He said, they are meant to complement one another. What is missing in your life? The person that will bring it to you will appear to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, there is a void inside every man that only another man can fill. You can see that at times, the void in the life of the wife, the husband will fill it. And at times, the void in the life of the husband, the wife will take care of it. So the two of them, God will just use them to complement one another. Number four, until you meet your other half, you will remain unfulfilled. So you are not fulfilled until you meet your destiny helper. So there is somebody that God has created for your fulfillment. I remember the testimony of our daddy in the Lord. He wanted a Commonwealth scholarship. He filled the form. He got to the place to submit it. And they told him that the form, you know, it has closed. So he left. A gate man just came to him and said, "Young man, you want to submit a form? What did they tell you?" They said, "It has closed." And then the gate man said, "Bring it. I'm going to give it to my boss. He will help you." And they collected the form from him after it has closed, though. And he took it to the boss. And the boss said, "You are a good boy. Because of you, I will help that man. Put the form there." That was how he got the scholarship. Concerning somebody here, the scholarship you and your children you have been waiting for, the person that will give it to you, the person that will open the door for you, will appear today. Number five, there is always an helper that is appropriate for every man. Appropriate helper. Yes, very appropriate. God has created that fellow as the perfect match for you. Number six, there is a personality at peace with whoever you are. You know, that is how God has created things. Do you know that there are some people, no matter what you do, they are not at peace with you? I've said it before. I greeted somebody. I said, "Good morning." She said, "What is good about the morning?" I said, "I'm greeting you." Said Stephen, "Don't greet me again." I said, "What is the problem? What have I done?" He said, "You have not done anything. Honestly, you have not done anything. But I just hate you." You just hate me? Without doing anything. Yes. But there are some people, they are happy with you. They are okay whenever you are around. The aura that you carry makes them to be excited. That kind of aura that will make people to be at peace with you. From today, you will carry that aura. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number eight, there are some personalities that are created to minister to you. They are created to minister to you. And their ministry will help you. Their ministry will be comfortable to you. That is how God has created it. It's not every preacher that can preach to you and you will be happy with their message. But there are some preachers, immediately they come before you, you will say, "This is what I've been waiting for. This is what I need. This is what will minister to my need." Concerning somebody here, the minister that God has raised up for you, you will meet that person today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Another one. The weakness that we call weakness in you has been created to be strengthened by another person. That weakness in you, God has permitted it so that another fellow can strengthen that aspect of your life. You see some husbands, they will get to the house, they just pull up their shoes, just fling it somewhere, take away their clothes, throw it somewhere. And then the wife will come around, say, "Daddy, why this one here? And well, I'm tired. And then the wife will just pack that thing. Put one here. Put one here. Put one here. And everything will be perfect. It's because that weakness in you, God has raised up somebody to meet up that weakness with strength. Concerning somebody here, every weakness in your life, the person that will bring the strength to cover that weakness shall appear in the name of Jesus. There is a man that has been created to wipe away your tears and to bring laughter. That is life for you. The thing that is making you to be sorrowful, there is somebody that God has created to bring joy to you there. If there is no problem, there won't be solution. So God has created the two together. So for every problem, there is a solution package in the hand of somebody and is waiting for you to appear. I pray for somebody here that the solution provider that will help your situation will appear today in the name of Jesus. Will appear in the name of Jesus. There is a specific man also that God has given a responsibility to lift you up. He has given it as a responsibility to that man. May you not miss that fellow. I say, may you not miss that fellow. May you not miss that fellow. In the mighty name of Jesus. There was a prophecy for a woman that your destiny helper is on the way. And one day, a man came, a rich man, and he spoke to the woman in the presence of her children. Say, Mama, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? Sincere question. I pray for somebody here. May God send your destiny helper. I cannot hear your amen. I cannot hear your amen. And the woman said, I need 2,000 naira. The man said, did you hear what I just asked you now? She said, all I need is 2,000 naira. Even a little child that was there was pinching Mama. Mama, listen to what that man is saying. He said, what can you do to help us? Say big thing now. Say, leave me alone. I need 2,000 naira. And the man looked right, left, and center. Put his hand in his pocket. And he gave Mama 2,000 naira. And he left. Like 10 minutes after, something cleared in the head of that woman. Say, my daughter, what is the question that man was asking? He said, if you need anything that we can do to help our situation, tell me. He said, what did I say? You said you need 2,000 naira. He said, the man asked me 3 times. And all we were saying is, 2,000 naira. And the man gave it to you and has left. The woman busted into tears and started to cry. Lift up your hand and shout this prayer loud. Say, power! Is that how you are going to shout that prayer? that part.